Thus I have heard. At one time, the blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of Buddha, the venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one rose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noah Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the blessed one had said this, the venerable Sharadvatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, demons, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the blessed one.
Lord, we're in your hands. Lord, Mi sé que yo no entiendo, gāndu tani jabi kōsala tōmbu sōsaki yu nī sēmba tājī chē nī tājī chē nē uñ jōngu chē nē nī sēmba nānu kūtā chē gu yawās nē tīki tsūnē rō chē chē nā nī tōmbu alē sōsu kārē chē gu dū chē tā rō chē tās
So, as you know that, you know, before we begin our meditation, first we need to, you know, we need to check our mind whether it's under the influence of negative emotion or is mind wandering around or not. And, you know, if it is, bring back mind and, you know, try to reshape, transform our mind into a positive, you know, way. So, likewise, you know, today also, first we will check our mind in what state our mind is. If it is in neutral state, then, you know, bring into neutral, you know, state, and then transform into a positive mind. So we will first try to do that.
Is it go? Choose. You choose to do a job. You know, you need to go to us. Yeah. In this meeting, the chair goes to send us. Chair says, "Okay, Maria." So so, the last thing that we need to do is to go. The last thing you need to do is to go. You know, you go to us. That. The thing you need to choose. Change it. You know, don't do this.
So, if we consider ourselves as a, you know, a practitioner, then every, you know, activities or sessions begin should begin like this. Otherwise, you know, if you are not considered as practitioner, just merely to gain some intellectual knowledge, then that is a different thing. You don't need to, you know, have a positive mental status. So, you know, if we do that, then, you know, it would be authentic, you know, a practice. But there is no pressure to do that, whether you want to or not to, it is totally up to ourselves. Otherwise, you know, it would be a kind of, you know, forcing ourselves to do that without any inclination or any interest.
Tata ge so so ngon na taji che che ane dindu ge samba de taji che winde ko so la ji samba de ji pa me de ji de de na ane den ji jo yi ji san na de ji de ji ko ai na samba de de ji ji na ku gu sa la da.
So if we check our mind, bring back our mind and check our mind, and you know, in an, if it is in a neutral state, then, you know, try to imagine the refuge, you know, field in front of us. Then, you know, try to get some inspirations, and it will help us to transform the mind.
Mm-hmm. Tati ini ye, ane tenta karir eselosu na, ane ngah yung goye de, ane ngah cewa sama penjula, ane ngarong ye tenta yapo yung bi tenta yin se ya lochi, mata chi, dele pa chi so na, ane cewa sama mati, ane kuwa de la tago udu se chi, yang dele yasho jo so na, ta yobi sanche tangji se yi, pani sumbo de, ane chue ki ngi bato kinlong chue yung rotong rwa asa.
So why we need to do that is, you know, as you know, there are three different kind of, you know, practitioners. You know, if one consider as a, you know, a beginner stage of practitioner, then they practice to benefit, you know, future lives, not only this life, but in a future life, try to attain a, you know, good rebirth so that you can carry on, continue your practice. That is the one practitioner. Then the middle practitioner is, you know, not only that, they're longing to attain, you know, nirvana, or, you know, free from this cyclic existence. So, you know, that practitioner also, you know, require or need to have to do that. And last, you know, not only free from this cyclic existence, but, you know, their aim is to attain complete enlightenment, so or that benefit, you know, all the sentient beings. So all these three practitioners, you know, if we are included in this three different practitioners, then we need to begin with a positive, motivated mind.
Inzana nga tsukhi teri chuje chude kino tama kuya derwa taye de sanje tangje de inzana shangchu yi sen sen de ngepa de ngosu gogorwa la nga tsukhi chude de yi lao tsen rwa la.
So we hear what we are listening, and what Rinpoche is explaining is about the, you know, Mahayana practice. So in order to be ourselves as a Mahayana practice, we need to have a, you know, at least a, you know, artificial bodhicitta, or a great altruistic thought or mind.
Dendriki kyunlo chi yinro chen na khatu tyanda ma go na yang sen yi mang ba ne yin ten ya bo je yi sen yi ten de ju sa go ro wa sa di yi ten da la.
So if we able to do that, then, you know, immediately, you know, it might not bring any help to us, but, you know, if we do it, you know, all the time, then it leave a great imprint in our mind stream, and gradually, you know, we used to it, and then, you know, it can expand, you know, because of the familiarizations. So we will contemplate what Rinpoche said before for a moment. So with this kind of great, you know, extraordinary motivation, what we're going to teach and what we're going to listen is called the, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment, or Lamrim.
샹추 세소는 예대기 메로알다 예대 타투비 메로아스
so in Tibetan it's called changchub in English I don't know but in Sanskrit it says bodhi bodhi means you know all you know he or she who have obtained you know complete knowledge or complete realizations
dindu ye senje ye de tatu ba de thono garal le de ne ye de de yong gu re se so na dan da yin di ani lang je rin bi ye song se ro de la de ne yong gu re se de ro la da
so how one should obtain this kind of ultimate realization is through the training of this different stages of the path to enlightenment.
And then the teacher of Thomas Sumarsana and his sanje jande de ani bad jaga ye pendu ani tha ani pyo kanje ye jona joji pe ani ti jela ani jero mochi ye ani joji sha jona ji dreme ye je bad ze ne ani sha jona ji re basen ye de ta de re sunje ta zamli yo sra ba do jiro wa sa
so who wrote this kind of practice, who teach this kind of practice is the source of the teaching began from Buddha Shakyamuni himself, and then in the middle, you know, many Indian masters, you know, they teach and make commentaries, Master Atisha came to Tibet, and you know there are many commentaries of this practice in Tibet. So you know nowadays, Rinpoche think that it is well known. Lamrim teaching or the practice is well known in all over the world. So this kind of wonderful teaching or practice, you know, what we gonna listen and explain today.
들려대네 가르펜토 열어서는 깔려친 뭐 좀 먹고 있다 좀 보라 그래다 슬라웨디 취지쳐와
So what kind of greatness in this kind teaching or practice is, you know, without making a great effort, you know, we will gain a great deal of benefit with a little effort. So then how we should explain and listen is, you know, what we what Rinpoche explained before.
That only young Uje de Nene, Yonsu Zuba Tessin Honroche, that young Uje de Carre Sazona, any ten loche da Jim Carsa Dangal Kiba Chuji, Chuan Indian Chilan Yishi Tachi Rimba, any Dangbak Muja Loma Chetaji Rimba as Loyd, any Tela Saji, any Yama Jisha Colada. So those are the
preparations, you know, there are many many chapters, so you know Rinpoche will try to explain, but you know we don't need to translate that because it will take times.
That don't bother any longer. So I say any time between the ten and lodge that you remember, Ninja, that don't bother such that ten and lodge that you remember the Ninja. Do you tell a Jimbo name if you go on a Jimbo Chitalin between you and Tombosa? 다니보제다니비치들라니
So all those from all those chapters where we are is refuge is the taking refuge in Three Jewel is the like a gateway or entrance to the Lam Rim practice, and then when you once we took refuge in Three Jewels, after that what we need to practice is practice the law of causality, cause and effects. So in tradition, the chapter to recall or to remember the chapter by heart is very important, because when once you recall the chapter, then immediately you kind of you will get a glimpse of what in that contents. So likewise, if you don't practice law of cause and effect, then you will be reborn in lower existence. When we understand that, then we don't want to be reborn in lower existence. We want to be free from that existence. So then we get a inclination to practice law of causality. So if we don't want to reborn in lower existence, then what kind of method I should practice is first we need to take refuge in Three Jewels, and after that we need to observe or practice law of cause and effects. So in this way, we are our meditation or our practice would be really systematically organized.
当我们从中国的message送医院病毒的时候,这把的就是送的,老百姓的人吧。所以,我们就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了,就送了
then you know what kind of practice that you know we should do is you know we need to know what need to be cultivated and what we need to be abandoned.
Dino yingi kase nga so ge jendru lhoja da ya timo da timo lhoja sa ni do ale te mesed ani jendru lhoja da la gabi lhoja sa ge jubi lhoja sa ni ro ko de wa ina ro ka go ye chi da so so che go ni de no nga so jubi lhoja ka to le de la
so there are in the you know in the practice of you know taking refuge in three jewel there are you know what need to be abandoned and what need to be cultivated so you know we are at the you know second you know point that you know what we need to be cultivate or practice
kasi tada degyo ene mishi sanje gonjo la joson ro na gare che chogo mare sa lo so na ni tatu gi che den je den be hal lo so la den chogo mare se de ka ge zo de re sa la da tatu gi che la
so in taking refuge in three jewels you know what is the ultimate practice is you know once we take refuge in three jewel then you know ultimate practice is we don't seek you know refuge in you know mundane like you know mundane gods or spirits or like that
chu konjol la chosun ro na gare che chogo marsena senje la ne se pang go kre yes
so
nyetse che chogo marsena
so and by taking refuge in dharma you know what need to abandon is we try not to harm if we could help that's good if not then try not to harm any you know other sentient beings
gendu control le chosun na kare che chogo ma sen na chena tru mati ba da se gor chena lende da lende da chane yang da yo ma re sen ki lo ta chen da tro chogo ma re sen da wo chi re yang ke se mati ba da ma ko chen chen da lende ne ga ka je be da lo ta chen da tro chogo ma re sen
by taking refuge in dharma what need to be abandoned or practice is that you know try not to follow the wrong view that you know some says if you kill you know you live long or some tells you that there is no law of causality if you do positive you know you will get nothing if you do negative then whatever you gain that is you know that's it so like that kind of you know thing we need to be abandoned
so
this Rinpoche said we Rinpoche explained earlier too
to dubil hoja no ne sanje control la chosun ro na gare che gu ro sa la so na sanje ji kuzu ro mo tba chin che la sanje yin de she ja ne ni de la ni sha she ba so ki ba che gu ro es
so what need to cultivate is you know by taking refuge in Buddha you know we need to respect you know Buddha's images and Buddha's pictures and so on as we respect to the you know living Buddha
dang ga zu ka chu ko ju gi de ka to le de re da da lo gi da le ngi de ka sen de ja de ji ji xie ru yi chu ci ji pi ji de ji ba yin je re chu ci ji xi yan che la yang sa ma ma gi ba pa xin le bon tamang ju ba re tamang ju ba da chu de xie ba da se je bo wo je sa me jo ba da lāṭā dhādi kōvā tāṁ gōyū sō mā kīpā tāṁ shē pāṅdē āsā chū kōnchō tā kīpā shē pā ō sī tī kāsā ngā tū sātā tēlē dhū
So we read the text the second prescriptive precept is never to show disrespect for writings on the teaching, even those composed of as little as four words. Further, you should not pawn volumes of scriptures, treat them as merchandise, place them on the bare ground or in a dishonorable place, carry them together with shoes, walk over them, etc. Treat them with respect as though they are the teaching jewel itself.
So here
it says as little as four words of teaching, you know. So in Tibet, you know, in Tibetan language, you know, that is well known, but in English and in other language, whether this is this makes sense or not, you know, it is it need to be a check by individual. So in Tibet, it's a tradition that any kind of, you know, scripture letter, you know, is only one letter, one alphabet letter, you know, they really respect the, you know, scripture letter. Even there is a one letter written on somewhere, you know, they do respect, you know, that. But, you know, nowadays there are a lot of, you know, prints and, you know, photocopies or whatever. There are a whole lot, so, you know, it kind of degenerate a little bit to do the respect. But, you know, it is what the teaching says.
Momba pe je kha se sun hang go la pe tu gum che gar se me se ye go la de ta de ye na kan je kan de cha ge na.
So in before, you know, they pay a lot of respect, but you know, nowadays, you know, in future, people says maybe they will write down the any kind of words or letters in a shoe and on a, in a, you know, underwears and whatever like that. So, you know, Rinpoche is not sure it's going to happen or not because of the degenerated time.
That's all about the Dhamma singing that the country in the Dhamma Mishi Tsung said that the Yanko G. Pigidi Pandrosun of Bali, the G. Lega, the Tiki Tiji, and the Tsung Chogu, Jerol, Betacono, Jindalo, Dalo, and the Matuda, G. Gogurata, the Sulaku, Tesango, Jerota.
So, and it says that, you know, treat